have not the moral courage to do the things that it is for their special benefit to do. They see no necessity of reform, and so they reject the words of the Lord and hate him who reproveth at the gate. Now, one little thing that's interesting in there to me is these men that are going the wrong direction in the truth, they encourage an estrangement from God. And in the context of Ezekiel 8, in the context of where we are today, encouraging an estrangement to God is when you teach God's people that you can have a relationship with God and still sin. Back to the passage. This very refusal to heed the admonitions which the Lord sends gives Satan every advantage to make of them the bitterest enemies of those who have told them the truth. They become falsifiers of those who have borne to them the message from the Lord. The man who rejects the word of the Lord, who endeavors to establish his own way and will, tears to pieces the messenger and message which God sends in order to discover to him his sin. His own inclinations have influenced his conduct, and he has built himself up in a wrong way. The divine rule is, whether ye therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. But he would not do this. As a man thinketh, so is he. From within, out of the heart, proceed evil thoughts inspired by Satan. First jealousy, then the mind begins to take over. Continuing on. He begins to quibble at technicalities and manners. The spirit of Satan links him up with the enemy to bear a word of criticism on less important themes. The truth becomes of less and still less value to him. He becomes an accuser of the brethren and changes leaders. New religion. That same sequence. Carrying on. The outside world has a greater weight with him than has the flood of light that God has poured in upon the world in messages that he has given and which he once rejoiced in. Oh, how many things have developed since he became so full of hatred against God because of his dangers and wrongs were brought before him. He has allowed wicked thoughts to strengthen and prevail because day by day he is not eaten of the flesh and drunk of the blood of the Son of God because he has not become a partaker of the divine nature. The things which come from within defile the man. How corrupt then must the source from which these evils have taken their rise? Unsanctified ministers are arraying themselves against God. They are praising Christ and the God of this world in the same breath. While professedly they receive Christ, they embrace Barabbas, and by their actions say, not this man, but Barabbas. Let all who read these lines take heed. Satan has made his boast of what he can do. He thinks to dissolve the unity which Christ prayed might exist in his church. He says, I will go forth and be a lion's